Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're taking a closer look at LKQ Corporation, a leading provider of alternative and specialty parts for automobiles, trucks, and recreational vehicles. LKQ is known for its extensive network of salvage yards, distribution centers, and customer service centers across North America and Europe. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the automotive parts industry. Let's dive in.
LKQ has a unique position in the automotive parts industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like availability bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, particularly in inventory management and market expansion?
Availability bias can significantly impact LKQ decision-making, especially in inventory management. This bias might lead the company to rely too heavily on recent trends or data from their most successful markets when making decisions about which parts to stock or which markets to enter. Overconfidence is another key factor, where LKQ might be overly confident in their ability to predict market demand or manage their extensive inventory, leading to potential inefficiencies or overstocking. While these biases can help the company maintain a strong presence in key markets, they also require careful management to avoid the pitfalls of misjudging demand or overextending their resources.
This focus on maintaining a robust inventory and expanding into new markets has helped LKQ build a strong reputation in the automotive parts industry, appealing to investors who value growth and market leadership.
Exactly. LKQ's strategy of aggressive market expansion and inventory management has positioned them as a leader in the automotive parts industry. However, they must balance this with a cautious approach to avoid the risks associated with overconfidence and availability bias. They need to ensure that their expansion strategies are based on sound data and not just recent successes or market trends.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at LKQ. As a global company with a broad customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what can we learn from this through the lens of behavioral finance?
DEI is crucial for LKQ, especially given the diverse markets they serve across North America and Europe. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can lead to better decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for understanding and meeting the needs of a diverse customer base. A commitment to DEI can also enhance LKQ's reputation as a socially responsible organization, which is increasingly attractive to investors. Furthermore, a diverse workforce can drive innovation and improve customer service, both of which are critical for maintaining a competitive edge in the automotive parts industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a key factor in evaluating companies, particularly in industries like automotive parts, where understanding diverse customer needs and preferences is essential for success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, LKQ not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also positions itself as a leader in creating an inclusive and equitable workplace. This focus on DEI can also help the company attract and retain top talent, which is crucial for driving long-term growth and competitiveness in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, LKQ operates in a rapidly changing automotive industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
LKQ's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is critical for maintaining its leadership position in the automotive parts industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with managing a vast inventory and distribution network. While availability bias might make LKQ cautious about adopting new technologies or entering new markets, company also recognizes the importance of staying competitive in an industry that is rapidly evolving. This requires a careful assessment of new opportunities and a willingness to invest in areas that align with their long-term strategic goals, such as expanding their e-commerce capabilities or enhancing their supply chain efficiency.
This adaptability is key for LKQ, especially as they face competition from both traditional automotive parts suppliers and newer, more tech-driven companies. Their ability to maintain relevance in a changing market is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. LKQ's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with risk management, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their customers and investors value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing consumer demands.
Now, let's compare LKQ to other companies in the automotive parts industry, like AutoZone, Genuine Parts Company, and Advance Auto Parts. How do LKQ behavioral finance dynamics differ?
LKQ dynamics are often compared to other automotive parts industry leaders like AutoZone, Genuine Parts Company, and Advance Auto Parts, particularly in their approach to inventory management, market expansion, and customer service. LKQ's emphasis on alternative and specialty parts, along with their extensive salvage yard network, appeals to investors looking for growth in niche markets. AutoZone, with its focus on retail and commercial customers, appeals to those interested in a more traditional automotive parts business model. Genuine Parts Company, known for its focus on industrial automotive replacement parts, offers a more diversified portfolio, while Advance Auto Parts, with its emphasis on customer service and innovation, provides a strong competitor in the retail space. LKQ's focus on alternative parts and global expansion provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of overextending their resources or misjudging market demand.
And unlike AutoZone or Genuine Parts Company, which have a more traditional focus, LKQ's strength lies in its specialization in alternative and specialty parts, which has allowed it to build a strong market presence in this niche.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For LKQ, the focus on specialization and global expansion provides a unique value proposition in the automotive parts industry.
To sum up, LKQ's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their inventory management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives LKQ's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.